And welcome to Behind the Badge. I'm Deputy Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer for the York County Sheriff's Office and also your host. As usual, we encourage you to go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com, sign up for those notify me alerts and all the other things you can sign up for on yorkcountysheriff.com, and also go to our social media pages, all this so we can get the information to you so you won't be missing out on anything going on here in York County, and also all of our social media pages. We're on all of them, even though the government says we may not be on TikTok very much for much longer, but we're still on it too. Not much on TikTok, but you know, go whatever floats your boat. All right, real quick, we didn't do a podcast last week because one, I went on vacation the previous week, and when you get back from vacation, there's a lot of stuff you got to catch up on. So I apologize for not having a podcast last week, but we're going to make up big time this week because 27 York County citizens have successfully completed the 6 weeks of learning about the various functions of the York County Sheriff's Office on March 25th, a couple weeks ago at graduation. Sheriff Tolson presented each of the folks with that participated in Citizens Academy with a certificate of completion. The 2024 Citizens Academy was held for six sessions held every Monday night from 6 to 9 at the Moss Justice Center here in York and various places across the Sheriff's Office stuff. They were introduced to various functions of the Sheriff's Office with instruction from the staff from different divisions of the Sheriff's Office. We had first night was executive services. Next night was had to combine uniform patrol and criminal investigations together. Then we had technical services division, detention division, support services division. And lastly, the last night during graduation, admin services division. It's a lot. You cram a lot into 3 hours, into 6 weeks, and there has been discussion that we may have to extend this out at least another week so we don't have everything rushed. It's just trying to get the timing and everybody's schedules all worked out. But with that said, today with me I have three of our recent graduates of the 2024 Citizens Academy, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about themselves. First, let's go with Tony.
Hi, I'm Tony McIntyre, and I live in TK, South Carolina, mm-hmm. and I was very excited to be a part of the program.
Good deal. It was a lot of fun. What do you do for a living?
I am a realtor.
Got it. So busy.
Very busy yes. life.
So yep, we're going to get that in a second. Next up, pull that microphone over. You can pull it. Yeah, there you go.
So Steve Regan, live in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Big pleasure to be able to attend the
Citizens Police Academy. You got it.
All righty, Vince Leone. I live in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I moved here about 4 years ago. I work as a senior financial consultant and very big advocate for our law enforcement.
All right. So, hey, we're breaking the fifth wall here. There we go. I fixed your microphone so everybody can sound better. So, Vince, my man. Vince always comes back with a bunch of stuff for me. And, like, you know, I'm a patch guy. You know, I like to find patches. I go to these conferences and stuff. And Vince has been giving me patches, like all over the place. And when I mean all over the place, he brought in, one from Italy?
Nice.
And New Zealand? You know what the best thing about New Zealand is? The New Zealand Police Department?
What's that?
They have the greatest recruiting videos of all time.
Really? Wow.
If you want to go see how recruiting videos for their police department is done, that is how they do it. That is amazing how
you gotta check that out.
Yeah, go check them out. I mean, I think that's a national police, so it's not like a county or anything mm-hmm. like that. It's like,
yep,
they're small country, I guess. I don't know, whatever. They have a national police, so I think it's like they're like the military, but their recruiting videos are bar none the best around. So anyway, Vince, we're gonna go back around the table here, but tell us, like, what do you do for a living? Why did you, because we were going to talk about it, how people, you know, you have a busy life, but you chose to take every Monday night for 3 for 6 weeks, 3 hours to do Citizens Academy. Why'd you do that, bud?
Well, moving down here 4 years ago, I came from New York. As you can tell, I don't have the Southern accent.
I couldn't tell.
I don't say y'all yet. but I was concerned with the law enforcement down here and how it would relate to me, my life down here. Again, coming from New York, I could see that I was sort of worried it was going to be along the lines of Andy Griffin and Barney Fife. I mean, I'm terribly sorry, but that's the impression I had.
Hey, I get it.
And coming down here, seeing the Rock Hill PD and seeing the York County Sheriff's Department, I said, you know what? I want to learn a little bit more. Found out about the Citizens Academy, signed up for it, and an amazing experience seeing that the technology, the dedication, the respect is down here, not only from the Sheriff's Department, but towards the Sheriff's Department and towards our law enforcement officials. It's a place I never want to move from. I absolutely love it down here. And again, I've got a great deal of respect for our law enforcement officials, Leos as they call themselves, and always willing to support them in any which way possible.
So you got a tour of the jail, so you could tell that we have more than two cells.
Yes, and that's the one thing. And one is not just a drunk tank.
Yeah, we have like we have probably our equivalent of Otis.
It really is a smooth-running operation down here, Officer Ferris. It really is a great-running operation down here.
Well, it's a team effort. So let's pass that microphone back over to my man over here, Steve. You have quite a bit of experience with our law enforcement agencies around here. Give a little background on who you are and who your daughter is, because if you don't recognize the last name Reagan, it is probably you've been living under a rock since 2018. So go ahead, Steve.
Well, like you said, my son, first of all, is a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Amanda, owns Hunger Heroes, mm-hmm. which is we support law enforcement, military, any first responder types that you can think of. Started off when Mike Dottie got shot, and it's grown from there since 2018. Now we're nationwide. We're all over the country. She's actually flying out today. I think I wanted to learn more about the ins and outs. It was beyond what I expected. The depth and the scope that the average citizen doesn't see by going through this 6-week course. It exposes you to so much, and I would advocate for any citizen to take the time out of their schedule to involve yourself in this kind of course when it comes up again.
Yeah, because I mean, you said your son works in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I mean, Amanda has been. I mean, we were just talking about patches. Amanda's probably got a patch wall that could probably fit this entire room for all the law enforcement agencies she's been to, and you go with her from time to time to help out with that. So you've had some experience and exposure to other law enforcement agencies, but you chose and your wife. She's in the background over here. She's not on microphone, but y'all came together as a group to kind of. I mean. It's not like you didn't know what we did, you didn't get some kind of in-depth part.
Well, when we travel, a lot of times when we're doing police departments, you know, they'll take you on what I call it a mini tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, here, there, you know, you see a couple things. But with this one, I mean, it's so much more than I think the average citizen is aware of that goes on. It's so many departments and so many different categories, if you will. Of things that just, like I said, I think it would do everybody a lot of good to participate. I'll say one last thing. We had an event at Arlington National Cemetery.
Mm.
That's another thing that if you are a United States citizen, you ought to be required to go.
Yes, sir.
If you're York County residents, you ought to be required to come to this.
Nice. Well, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could. We'll get to the reasons why we can't do every York County.
Well, the reason I said that to wrap this up, the reason I said that is because it's you learn so much in such a short period of time that you had no idea of.
Awesome. So. All right. Next up, Tony, tell me about yourself. And then you said you're a realtor. And tell me like you took, I mean, you're a busy person. I mean, you got to schedule things out to go sell houses, I'm sure. So what made you want to take the Citizens Academy?
Well, I've worked with police officers in some capacity over the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. From when I worked at a bank, they worked extra job security. Mm-hmm. And then I was a court reporter, so I got to see the ins and outs of that. Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so in real estate, I do a lot of relocation with police officers, particularly from New York. So we see a lot of New York police officers come down here, and I love to work with them. I love to hear their stories. Some are pretty heartbreaking, mm-hmm. The things that you guys give up on a daily basis. And, you know, just to me, someone who's willing to put on that uniform every day and knowing that they may not go home that day, and it's for people that they don't even know, like me, a huge advocate of police officers.
It's funny you said that about the New York police officers moving down. We had just two that graduated from our academy who moved from New York here to work here, who have come from New York. Well, when we say New York, it's not necessarily the city.
Right.
It's not Manhattan. It's just the state all in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to move here. They want to work here. So it's great. We appreciate
it. Welcome. So. And, we'd love to have you.
I saw a stat a couple weeks ago. They're the number one most place where people are moving to from is New York to here.
Yes.
For whatever reason. I guess it's in the 3 hours from the beach, 3 hours from the mountain, and just in the shadow of Charlotte. So they still get some kind of big city life. Yep. So, but anyway, all right. So then you took time out. I mean,
I made time.
Yeah.
It was very important. It was on my bucket list.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So we're going to go back. We'll start with you again. So what was your favorite part? Like we discussed, we had like, and I do apologize. And the Citizens Academy program used to be 12 weeks. Long, but it would be one night would be four people and you would be done in 30 minutes because people don't like to talk. And then it seemed like a waste of your time and our time, the students' time. So we kind of try to compress it down and to get everybody, you know, the most bang for their buck in a short amount of time. So that's why we're thinking maybe we should kind of spread this out. But anyway, what was your favorite part out of the whole entire 6 week process?
I have thought about that ever since graduation, and I honestly cannot pinpoint a particular favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was just pretty amazing. But I think my biggest takeaway was seeing how much love there is in this department, how much you guys care about each other and how much it really is like a family.
Yeah, we goof off a little bit.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good. Family should do that. But I think that was my biggest thing was that. I loved all of it. I loved going to see, you know, Buddy Brown's department. That was fun to, you know, see the bullets shoot through the tank and to see all the firearms and
the library.
Yeah, that was it. That was a lot of fun.
We have to explain to people. It's like, okay, you think library, you think York County Library full of books. No, this is a library of weapons, guns. Had everything from a Tommy gun to a musket to, you know, everything. You name it, it's in there. And if he doesn't have it, you know, we're waiting for the wrong person to make the wrong mistake. And so we can confiscate that and he gets his choice to pick it after after it's done with doing its job in the court system. So, Steve, you say you've been everywhere. You learned a little bit about, different agencies. What was your most memorable, memorable part.
You beat Trent Ferris, of course.
No, come on, man. I'm just the guy who works for the guy who does the stuff for the guy. we'll keep it there. We won't get into all that, but yeah. I work for the boss and the people.
Well, I have to say, kind of along with what she just said, I think the teamwork and the camaraderie and the passion that everybody showed, almost a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that everybody in this group would take a bullet for everybody else.
Yes, sir. I mean, and people always say that, you know, I guess I'm glad you're here because it's all about outside looking in, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on the outside looking in think more militaristic, like, you know, you're here where we salute each other walking up and down the hall, or it's real stiff and dull. I mean, yeah, the walls are gray everywhere, and we're trying to work on that to make it less gray, but that's the way they painted the building when they built it and refurbished it. We do have a lot of fun. We goof, lack of a better term, we goof off. But it's goofing off like you would with your friends and your family and at a Sunday dinner or a family reunion or something. And, yeah, we cut on each other, but who doesn't cut on their family members from time to time when they goof off and, make a silly mistake or something like that? We get serious when it's time to get serious. And I'm glad you guys saw that, because that's a part of it, because, we have a lot of our volunteers. We host ambassadors, people who take time out of their schedules at the sheriff's office to come in and help out and answer questions, shuffle you to the bathroom from time to time. But because we always have to tell everybody, say, hey, if you got to go use the restroom, somebody's got to go with you. And it seems so elementary, to do that. But we do have sensitive documents and records around here. We don't want people getting lost and running into the records. And then we have to go, pay the price for that. So we'll shift the microphone over here. Vince, you talked about the detention center. So, people have always misconceptions about that. First of all, what was your most memorable part? And second of all, the detention center was probably something that you were probably most surprised about, I would suggest.
Say. I definitely would say that. One of my most memorable, experiences here was seeing the actual detention center. Was actually seeing the detention center and the cleanliness of it, the orderliness of it. Mm-hmm. And again, as both Steve and Tony mentioned, the camaraderie here, mm-hmm. the love that's in this department for each other, as well as Sheriff Tolson's caring about his staff, his deputies, mm-hmm. Setting up the mental health mm-hmm. for them. You don't see that in too many agencies across the United States, that a sheriff or a captain or a chief cares that much about their staff. That's why, I'm going to give a shameless plug here.
Go, buddy.
I want to keep the name Tolson going. I want to keep the name of Tolson going in this organization.
Easy, bud. Okay, I appreciate that.
I know it was supposed to be.
We gotta keep that out of the limelight here for a second. It's a lot of controversy going on lately here around the office. So we're gonna let's divert from that topic, if you don't mind.
So as we shift, again, the camaraderie here. But as you mentioned, the detention center really surprised me. Again, being from New York, I've had opportunities to see what Rikers Island looked like. Mm-hmm. Not internally, but knowing, what it's like in the inside and reading about things. To see the detention center here and the care that the detention center officers have for the inmates. They respect the inmates. Mm-hmm. Again, they're innocent because they haven't been proven guilty in a mm-hmm. court of law at this point now.
Correct.
So they have to be treated with respect. You garner respect, you gain respect from the inmates, guess what? They're going to respect you too.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's what we have a hiring event next week, a 2-day hiring event. We try to, let everybody know that it's not... I guess what we always explain to you guys, and we explain to everybody when we can, it's not 60 days in. Because if you watch that show, 60 days in can, or any of those other reality shows where they allow people to go in and film their holding facilities or detention facilities or whatever, and it's just one of those things where that's what people put in their mind. Yep. Kind of like, the CSI effect when we were talking about that during the technical services week when you went to the forensics area. We have to deal with the CSI effect where people say, or law and order effect, when you see the crime, they do the crime and they go to court, and it's all done within an hour time frame, and everybody can't figure out why they can't, things can't be can't move as fast as a TV program. So same thing with the detention center. Exactly. People have this mindset like, oh, it's green, it's moldy, it smells funny. There are people, the inmates are running the place and not the detention staff. So that is why, you know, that I told you that week when we were going to do this, bring your walking shoes, because we're going to go all over the place. And if you notice, if you go into the detention center, it's hard to find your way around.
Yep.
I've been here for 12 years. I probably can get from master control down to booking, but anywhere beyond that, no, I'll be lost. Yep. And, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in there. But anyway, all right, so starting back with you again, I mean, everybody's got the a least favorite or least, or I guess help us make it better for the next class. Anything that you might recall that, I mean, that would suggest that we could do?
Well, as you mentioned, I think it should be extended, so we can get a little bit more in depth. I love the lab. The evidence lab. Mm-hmm. Again, I loved Buddy in the quote unquote library.
I'm going to tell him to listen.
With the weapons. I think a little bit more emphasis on SWAT could have been good.
That's one thing we did add this year, because last year it was like, hey, look at the Bearcat and look at all the cool stuff we get to carry, you know. And I was like, I went to the Lieutenant Ramsey. I was like, man, we need to show them what you do. And he was more than happy to do that. And, That was an addition.
That was very interesting. You got that
versus other classes all the way back. Wow. So, yeah, that was something we had never done before.
Yep. Seeing how SWAT would maneuver in an enclosed area. But again, I just think overall, and again, we know it takes time out of your days and nights to put this together. But if it could be expanded at least another week or two to get a little bit more meat out of it, instead of just seeing, you know, on a top level, I think that would be awesome. But otherwise, it was a great, great program.
All right. We'll pass it over there to Steve. Steve, do you have any suggestions? I mean, other than the compression of sorts.
for me, I thought I like the fast pace of lots of things. So I'm kind of get there and get it done and go.
Yeah.
So for me, it was okay. The you know, I didn't ever feel rushed.
Good, because I felt like I was rushing everybody.
I never felt that way. I think as far as anything that you could enhance, make it clear that this is law enforcement. This is not traffic control. Because the Lake Wylie piece came up multiple times.
Yeah.
And kind of got lengthy at a couple of points. And I think if we made it clear in the beginning at the first class that there's things that we can control and there's things that we can't control.
Right.
I think you sold somebody to call the councilman or whatever. That, you know, your county sheriff's department didn't build a four lane through TKK. You know, I'm not TKK, yeah.
Lake Wylie. Wylie, yeah.
But, stuff like that. That was really everything to me was extremely positive. I had to hunt and peck and find something negative, which that's the only. And it wasn't a negative. It was just, you know, people don't understand. And I understand if I live in that community, it would affect me the exact same way.
Yes, sir. And I mean, but the beauty of it was, is I think I always told everybody, the instructors, like, hey, tell them what you do, really short, and have them ask questions. And our guys and gals will react better to answering questions than doing a death by PowerPoint, you know? Yeah. So we wanted to be interactive and be question and answering sessions more than, hey, this is a PowerPoint of what we do. And so I made sure that they left a lot of time for questions. It's just, we ran out of time for questions, more questions. And I was like, oh boy, we're going to be here until 10 o'clock tonight if we don't, you know, pump the brake on a lot of the questions. So I hate that.
If I say one last thing, that was one of the positives to me as well, is you got to interact. It wasn't scripted when you were talking to officers and the ladies and gentlemen that were over speaking. You know, you got it straight from the horse's mouth, as a saying.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like you said, not a PowerPoint or a video. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a pleasure to be able to attend.
Good deal. So, Tony, what was your least favorite or least kind of comment or whatever?
I loved the whole thing. I have nothing that was least favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was great. You. Yeah, I think I should do it again.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You know, you don't have to. I mean, you can come again. I mean, and there have been discussions. Like Sheriff Tolson was asking, like, he always would want to, maybe we should do two a year. Maybe we should do 2 years. It's like, well, maybe we can do two a year. But it does take, it's quite an undertaking. And I've told people this before. So we had the 12-week program prior to COVID. So we were setting up to do the 2020 year, and we actually had everybody start the 2020 year, and COVID happened. So we shut it down. And so when we were able to open it back up, sorry, my phone going off. When we opened it back up, we allowed those people who came to that year, the COVID year, to sign back up. And so we had a pretty full class that year, but we knew that we wouldn't be able to have the 12-week program. So we had to condense it down into that. But then it would get big. From the positivity, Sheriff was like, hey, won't we do it two times a year? And I was like, wow, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. And it used to be held the training unit. Lieutenant Gonzalez and the whole entire training unit is one who would plan it and schedule it and get everybody on board. And well, they're kind of busy right now, the class of 9 people for our sword class. And prior to that, there was 3 people. And they're this week's our PAT qualifying, where we run the obstacle course week. So they were really, really busy with actual the training of the department or the agency. So I was like, well, you know what? This is a public information thing. Why doesn't the public information officer do it? So I took it on to myself. but it's quite an undertaking of planning and making sure we make it high quality and something that you would enjoy and not be, I just wasted 3 hours of my life on a Monday night. So no,
I think it was awesome.
So you're in the real estate world. So you sell things for a living. How would you sell this to somebody who you were talking to on the street about the Citizens Academy?
You follow my Facebook page, you would see that every week I did a live or a post when I was out in the parking lot.
Yes.
And I would share it. And
I am super pumped that you did that, by the way.
Yeah. And I had a lot of people reach out and they're like, I want to do this. I've never seen this. You know, mm-hmm. How do we get involved? And so I would copy and paste the link and send it to them. Mm-hmm. So it was so surprising to me that how many people didn't know about it and how many people would love to do it.
Right.
So I think it's just a matter of getting it out there.
Yeah, we can only do so much with what we have, you know, website and social media, and then getting the Charlotte media is not going to go, because a lot of agencies have it. You know, I think York PD is actually doing one right now, and I think Rock Hill has a similar one, but I think it's all about the county government has one. It's called York County 101, and so Rock Hill City has one similar to that, where you go to all different departments of the city. They don't have – Rock Hill doesn't have a sole Citizens Academy for their police department. But there's a lot that go around, so it's a tough sell to get – your Charlotte media to get out there and advertise for you and everything. So that's why we use the word of mouth to get people.
My business is like referral business. And so mm-hmm. I think that's the same with this. It's like everybody who's been through the academy needs to share it on their Facebook, Instagram, whatever, mm-hmm. and just talk to people about it. I think that's the best way.
Years ago, I think in 2019, my mom went through it. And so she took the class, and then one of our classmates this year, she was in it because my mom was like, you got to go do it. Then my mom was like, oh, I can go do it with you, but I don't think they let me because I've already done it. I was like, no, you can come back. It's not, there's no rule. There's no rule that you can't. We would prefer that if you've done it in the last two years that you give somebody else a chance, but that's fine. I mean, but if you sign up on the sign up date, that's fine. So it's, Steven, would you go around and tell people, it's like, hey, York County's got the best Citizens Academy around, Joe Schmo PD from wherever I'm doing Hungry Heroes at?
We'll have a big banner at the next Hungry Heroes event.
That'll work.
Go see Trent.
go to the Sheriff's Office website. So, and Vince, how would you do it? I mean, you're around. I mean, yep. you can go say, hey, you know, this ain't like New York.
So basically, I did the same thing as Tony. Each week, I would, you know, post what I learned, the different areas. And I did get a lot of responses, too. Unfortunately, a lot of them were from friends of mine up in New York. Like, wow, I can't believe you actually went to see these things. So, you know, a lot of my law enforcement friends up in New York. But I did get a lot of responses from local folks that I've been friends with. And again, like Tony, I sent them the link and I said, go see Trent.
Yeah, buddy.
Submit it.
Well, that's the next thing we're going to I was going to tell everybody as we wrap it up here. You know, Citizens Academy is, you know, it's the insight. You get the inside look. We peel back the curtain and the veil because, like we always say, there's people out on the street looking in. They think we're, you know, some people may have a preconceived idea of what law enforcement is, and we're all a bunch of robots and have no emotions. We all have, like, you know, we're Vulcans. We have, you know, go around like Mr. Spock. Everything's logic. Well, and to a point, there is. But, you know, we are people. We have families. We have kids. We go home at night, and that's the beauty of it. My takeaway is I'm thankful that you all got to see how we react with one another. It's you know, you have these businesses every year that win the best place to work in the Carolinas, and it's always some company that has fun, but they don't never get to see that the best place to work in, you know, South Carolina law enforcement is York County, you know, because they have fun and they take their job serious, but they also have good working relationships. So that is I am so thankful that you guys mentioned that. But, you know, we try to foster the open exchange. We have the question and answering with people. We like to talk to people. We like to talk to people out on the street, and we like to talk to folks here. And that's from my reaction and the people here, you know, that your instructors, the people who taught your sessions, they enjoyed the question and answering the best because they were able to answer those misconceptions and the issues on in Lake Wylie with it as far as traffic. Yes, folks, we know traffic is terrible in Lake Wylie, and we only have 3 people on the traffic unit at the moment to enforce that stuff. And then Ryan Quinn will be the first to tell you, it's like likes to tell you that it's like we have to enforce the high traffic areas. Yes, we know there's traffic in your neighborhood, but we have to focus on the big stuff first, and that's why they're all. I mean, you may not see them, but they're up there on Highway 49, 274 area. I promise, they're there. Right. Actually, last week they weren't. They were all at the drug recognition expert class up in Winston-Salem. So if you didn't see them out there, it was your regular patrol deputies doing the enforcement up and down that way. But that's part of their job. They are doing. They specialize in impaired driving, so they have to go and one get recertified and teach other people about their about how to recognize impaired driving. So, all right, anything else you'd like to say before we wrap this up about the program?
Yes. So one of the things that spoke volumes to me about this department in general is the number of years that people have been here. Mm-hmm. It's like 20, 25 years, and to hear them say there's nowhere else I'd rather be was cool. And when you hear somebody say, well, you know, I've only been here 10 years, I'm kind of the newbie, you know, it just speaks volumes.
I'm 12 years, and I still feel like I'm new. Yeah, 12 years here, you know, and I always think, man, I should have done this earlier. I should have gone. And I know this is a calling, and I don't want to work anywhere else. And then
I heard that a lot.
I can just stay here. And even, you know, my kids always say, oh, how much longer you have? I was like, well, you know, I'm 25 years. I can retire in 25 years. Well, I got, 13 years to go. But I probably will stay longer if they allow me. Mm-hmm. You do work at the pleasure of the sheriff. He can say, Trent, have a nice day. You've done well. You're like, oh, thanks. Let's move. Let's not worry about that at the moment. But, yeah, we do have a good, I mean, everybody loves what they do, and they would stay here. I mean, most. I would say the vast majority appreciate working here. So, your last parting thoughts, there, Steve.
I retired 2-3 years ago from a company I won't call any names for 42 years, and one of the things that I realized and I learned from I guess, relearn from this is the company, for example, mm-hmm. the County Sheriff's Office, the company is its leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you have very good leadership.
All around.
And it shows, it's like a mountain from the top down. If it's good at the top, it's good at the bottom. If it's bad at the top, it's bad at the bottom.
Yes, sir.
I saw nothing negative in my 6 weeks here, period.
And you'll be hard-pressed to find it. So, Vince, any last parting thoughts?
The only thing I wanted to say is the one thing that struck me from day one, Trent, was the core values here, using the acronym that you guys use, CHAIR.
CHAIR. Yeah, see, somebody learned something. Yep.
You know, basically character, honesty, accountability, integrity, and respect.
Yes, sir.
As Steve mentioned, I saw that from the top down. Literally from the sheriff to the captains to the lieutenants, straight down the line. So, you know, that acronym stuck with me from day one through each and every single class. I kept looking, is somebody going to falter from it? And not one person faltered from that acronym.
Thank you.
Guys run such a great shop here. And you know what? God bless you all. And may God keep watching over all of you.
Respect is number one on that. That's always exactly. The biggest word on the wall. We always tell everybody the biggest word on the wall. Remember the biggest word on the wall. And if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, watch our next swearing in that's coming up, I think, next week. We're swearing in like 9 new deputies next week for awesome. Who are in the sword class. I think it's next week. If not, we're swearing in some detention officers here soon. So we'll also talk about that. So anyway, all right, folks. Well, good. Thank you guys for also taking another half hour out of your time to go. Oh, gosh, I told you 30 minutes. We're here 36 minutes. So there you go. Taking time to come in and tell everybody about it. Thank you for your kind words and, you know, being able to share your experience with the Citizens Academy. So everybody's probably listening going, well, I want to be a part of it, too. I want to do that. Well, good. Mark on your calendar right now applications for the next Citizens Academy. If all goes well, and then unless the boss says, hey, let's do another Citizens Academy right now, we'll open on November 22nd, 2024. Write it down. November 22nd, 2024 on the YorkCountySheriff.com website. There is a page, Citizens Academy Program. You know, all you have to do is the services tab. You look under public information and community events tab, and it's right underneath there. After you go look at all the other cool stuff, you can go click on that, learn more about how you can apply. There'll be an application process. You have to fill an application. You have to go through a minor background check, same kind of background check you would if you were applying for a job. That's what it is. So it's not like we're going to be looking into your criminal history from when you were, you know, 13 and you stole a pack of gum from a store. You know, it's not, and you're out. It's not that. We just want to make sure you don't have any felonies. It'd be really weird taking somebody with a prior conviction into the detention center, that kind of stuff. So, and you have to be 18. And the reason is you have to be 18 is you have to go, you take a tour of the detention center. And nobody under the age of 18 can go into the detention center unless you were charged with something at the age of 17 or younger. So that's why you have to be 18 years or older. And if you're interested in a career here at the Sheriff's Office, we've had several of our graduates, one who is in our criminal intelligence unit. She, I want to say, 12, 13 years ago was a Citizen Academy participant. And she said, that's where I want to work. And so she, you know, came to work for us. And now she's a detective in the criminal intelligence unit over here. And she's, you know, a Citizens Academy graduate. So if you want to try it out and see if this is the place where you want to work, Citizens Academy is probably the best bet for you to figure it out. So remember, November 22nd, for more information, go to YorkCountySheriff.com. It's all right there. And I want to thank you guys again. Thank you guys again for coming by. We really appreciate it. And I was like, I'm going to get some people on the podcast. Who am I going to pick? So you guys were the first ones to pop up on my list because
awesome.
Just reminders. And we asked Cindy, was already on Straight Talk on WRHI. So I was like, oh, Cindy, you want to come? And then that she never heard from her. So y'all were the ones who responded. So, all right, folks. Thank you guys again. And thank y'all for listening to YCSO Behind the Badge.